There's a river that flows underneath all things. In that river I will swim. The first stanza of We Say, a poem by Jane Hilbery I'll be reading today, opens this program of her poetry on the poet's weave. I am Jenny Kander. Hilbery, who teaches literature and creative writing at Colorado College in Colorado Springs, has developed methods to cultivate students' creativity. We say, there's a river that flows underneath all things. In that river I will swim. I slide in as if I were one of the turtles, a lucky one, not flattened on the road. Will God speak to me? What sits at the center and mocks? What sits at the center and beckons? Only the holy ponds are bottomless. A steam lifts off the water. I and I evaporating. Joy, for a friend who lives by the sea. I came to look for shells, but something pulled me to a cove of rocks where mussels cluster, pointed, brown and white, and when I touched one it moved, alive. As I turned toward the water, I felt grief returning, my long familiar, and I thought about you and the songs that sadness might sing in your body. I grew up on the shores of a grief as large as the sea, and I know her tides and colours. I know how to move with her as skillfully as a surfer who makes love to a wave's changing shape. And I know there is another sea, yours, where real surfers rise on the joy of a wave, where last night I saw a green flame, quick as a fuse where the water broke, ignite and disappear. Questions. She asks questions I can't answer. What kind of tree? What kind of church? When does the spring usually end? I love her in the morning, wild as the cockatoo with the uncanny blue eye who screams from the roof of the neighbor's house. The tree creaks with the plum's weight. Is this the usual harvest? I shake the abundant branches, fill my hands with this year's fruit. The silence. As a girl, I twisted this tool into my mother's flesh. I invented it myself without examples and applied it in the places sensitive to pain, like carbon monoxide in a closed garage, making the victim clutch and gasp. My method was ideal for a woman whose mother punished her with silence, who ignored her for days, making her words flap like fish beached on ice. Silence that bullied her into a chair with a book to voice the strict letters in her head. I didn't know about her mother's silence. She told me as we rode together in the car. She talked and I drove, my face stiff as I cracked the window for a little breeze, a little air. In Arabic. In her room in my house, a teenage girl speaks a language I don't understand, a language she makes into gravel to fling at her father across 1,000 miles. Like a mood ring set on a stove, she changes when she hears her father's voice. The atmosphere around her turns dark purple, spiked with yellow-green knives. He tells her to cover her neck and head. When she argues, it sounds as if she were being strangled, scraping the bottom of a river whose current presses her under. In Amman, women stream the streets, heads scarved. A river can take a girl and pin her to a rock, like an uncle pushing a child against a wall, his hand bigger than the whole of her sex. Some Arab women paint their hands with intricate hennaed patterns, like the swirls this girl now doodles on the back of her fist in blue pen, a design with four quadrants, a symmetry with such confidence it must have arisen from beneath her skin. She has her compass, her knives. She will survive. This has been a Poet's Weave program of Jane Hilbery's poetry. I am Jenny Kander.